The Age of Consciousness, Surfing the Disruption, a book by Ayman Sawaf and Rowan Gabriel. Read by Rowan Gabriel, music by Ayman Sawaf. Copyright 2020, published by Sacred Commerce. Everyone reading this book is likely to be aware of the monumental changes going on in the world, creating chaos, disruption, and rampant fear. Humanity is in the middle of a major evolutionary transition, in the birth canal. Some call it the awakening, some the shift, the lift, the ascension, 5D. People everywhere are spiritually waking up to a new world, a new reality. 3 years ago, when Ayman and I found ourselves in a major disruption, when the old ways of responding failed, we turned to our spirituality. It took us on a magical mystery tour, a journey of wonder, mysticism, and at times, exhilaration. The journey, although still in process, has already delivered far more than we asked for and more than we knew we needed. Little miracles started to show up everywhere, answering many of our questions and demands for proof. We consciously witnessed this process through the lens of our 30 years of experience and studies in emotional intelligence and spirituality. We found pathways emerging, and we created a little map that we share with you in the following pages to guide you in your own transition. Our map is heavily sourced in the idea of changing rather than fixing, in attraction rather than cause and effect, and in working with our higher selves or God Goddess in true partnership. This is a map for those who are spiritually awake and find themselves in the narrows, facing major disruption, and would like to go through the transition more consciously. The Age of Consciousness. Humanity has evolved from the Stone Age to the Bronze Age, through the Age of Agriculture, the Industrial Revolution, the Age of Information, and now we are entering the Age of Consciousness. What does that mean, the Age of Consciousness? It means that higher consciousness, that exalted state of spiritual awareness, inner peace, greater understanding, wisdom, compassion, and bliss, that has in times past been reserved for those few, mystics, gurus, prophets, will now be available to everyone. Akin to the information age, when information became available to everyone at the click of a button, leveling the playing field and allowing for greater fairness, equality, justice, innovation, and above all, evolution. The transition. As we move from age to age, the old forms have to be broken down to make way for the new. These massive changes entail chaos, disruption, and exhilaration. All the paradigms, the current ways we do things, are changing, from our financial paradigm to our political one, and everything in between. The time has come to consciously disrupt yourself or get disrupted. When we consciously disrupt ourselves, we are stepping into a process of a deeper review, an internal spring cleaning. It requires challenging the old ways of doing things, looking at every friendship and every relationship anew. We will find ourselves reviewing our work, our hobbies, our projects, looking at them as if for the first time and making new decisions. As we disrupt ourselves consciously and make the changes needed, responding in real time, we will experience a certain level of exhilaration, joy, and inner peace while simultaneously surfing the chaos and the disruption. As we bear witness to the old world crumbling in front of our eyes, it is important to remember that we are not victims. This is not happening to us. This is happening with us, for us. This is not a failure. This is part of the discomfort and pain of birthing a new world. Humanity is in labor. We can experience the birth consciously, thus reducing the pain, receiving their gifts, and maybe even making the birth ecstatic. Or we can be dragged, kicking, and screaming. Conscious evolution. In the past, we tended to die in one age and be born into another. This time, it is going to be different. Humanity is going through the transition consciously, aware and responsible for the disruption caused by the dying of the old and the birthing of the new. Everything is changing. Not better and improved, but completely new and different. We are not only witnessing the birth of a new humanity, we are consciously co-creating a new world together. Humanity is transcending itself. The time of the caterpillar is over. Humanity is becoming a butterfly. This is going to be the hardest element to understand. The sheer level of the change we are embarking on is almost incomprehensible to our current selves. Partnership. As we loosen the hold on our current reality and find ways to come into a conversation with the divine, we can allow the changes to slip in with greater and greater elegance. We will find ourselves able to create a true partnership that will start to guide us as we begin to transform from the inside out. Once we open the door to this partnership, everything changes. There is no going back. Surfing the disruption. Step one, pause. In any process, the most important and challenging step is the pause. To take the time to stop, reflect, and make new decisions. Humanity has been zooming along, fast, noisy, and relatively unconscious for a long time. The 2020 pandemic forced almost everyone to pause and reflect on their reality. In the pause stage, it is important to be completely disconnected from normal daily activities, consciously letting go of life as we know it. Take time off, enjoy oneself. Pauses do not need to be boring or long. It is time to just be. If you have not already done so, we strongly suggest you take a conscious pause to reflect, reassess your reality, and make new decisions. During the coronavirus pause, we found that many people we spoke to felt very grateful for the global pause and even enjoyed it. Time and again, we heard stories of people looking more deeply into their own process and reassessing their personal and global priorities. Step two, the narrows. The narrows usually present themselves at times of monumental personal change, when nothing works as it used to and we find ourselves lost, stranded in the dark wood. A term used to describe situations where we find ourselves in the face of danger, with the threat of destruction looming or actual. Our choices are suddenly constricted. We have to deal with the immediate situation at hand. When we find ourselves in the narrows, we are tempted to fall into our own negative patterns at every turn. Martyrhood here, self-pity there, blame on that corner, righteousness on this one. You get the picture. The very act of staying in the narrows brings us into a heightened state of self-awareness, during which we are forced to become super vigilant. No time to wallow in any of our negative patterns. If we fall off into self-pity here or pride there, then we just need to recognize it and step right back on the path. No need to process, just making the necessary decisions to keep moving, giving our full attention to the priorities in front of us. We are not yet looking for solutions or answers. First, we need to create distance between ourselves and the threat, the fear. When one finds oneself in the narrows, the singular job is to keep out of the mud on either side of the tunnel and to consciously walk forward, responding to whatever is facing us, one step at a time. At the end of the journey, we will find out that the narrows were nothing but our very own birth canal, giving life to a new self. Step 3, asking for help. Remember that you are not alone. You have many unseen friends that know you and love you. Your higher self, spirit guides, the divine, the universe, God, goddess, whatever name you give the source of all things. For the purpose of this book, we will use the divine. Sometimes it is difficult to ask for help, especially when you really take the time to genuinely ask for help, rather than just using words like, God, please help me. We need to step over our resistance and let go of beliefs that no longer serve us. Beliefs around being weak or not being good enough, or feelings such as vulnerability, pride, arrogance, etc. Recognize what is detrimental in your resonance and let it go. Consciously say goodbye. It will raise its head again, but when it does, just smile and say, oh no, not you, and let it go again, until in time, the voice becomes so quiet that one barely hears it. Step 4, surrender. Many of us have a pretty negative perception of the concept of surrender, considering it to be giving up or losing control. We are not talking about submission, nor are we suggesting that you surrender to anyone we meet in the street. Surrender is having the humility to yield to the divine. It is about relinquishing that which no longer serves us, foregoing our need for control, arrogance, perfection. Most importantly, it is about surrendering our sense of separateness. We are many, and we are one. Why surrender? We each have a personal resonance, a radiance, our unique light. Imagine your resonance as a ball of light that oscillates between dimly lit and enlightened. In quantum physics, the law of resonance says, when two resonances meet, either one is attracted to the other, or they meet halfway. We see this in relationships. When one person is in a funk, their partner has the choice to either get sucked into their funk or to hold their own ground, their resonance, and be there for their partner without judgment, feeling empathy, not sympathy, and thus pulling the other out of their funk. The divine will not drop their resonance, nor will they meet us halfway. Lucky us. The reason why we need to surrender our resistance, control, ego, arrogance, is to allow the higher resonance of the divine to pull us magnetically to theirs with ease, thus lifting us to a brighter reality. Step 5, trust, gratitude, and humility. As we move through this process, allowing the divine to guide us through the transition, we will start to feel profoundly grateful. And with that comes a newfound humility and a deeper trust. Even though we may not have all the answers, we don't know where the next check is coming from, the next job, the new relationship, the new house. Support turns up from the strangest of places, and we start to understand that the universe and all of humanity is in one big conversation. An intelligence behind the scenes brings each of us exactly what we need, not necessarily what we ask for, at exactly the right time, for where we are at in our personal evolution. As we actively feel greater levels of gratitude and humility, we find ourselves able to receive the help we ask for more and more elegantly. Step 6, raise your resonance. Every single thing in the universe is vibrating at a particular frequency. Your thoughts and feelings, including everything in your subconscious, are transmitting a vibration out into the universe. And those vibrations shape the life you are living. This is simply how the universe works. Our resonance is made up of many frequencies, some of which we are aware of, and some we aren't. Our beliefs, thoughts, feelings, choices, attitudes, the decisions we make, psychic agreements with our parents, past life influences, and so much more all produce a unique frequency. They all merge together, creating a resonance that is far more powerful than the sum of its parts. Some of these frequencies are constricting, and some are expansive. As they blend, they create a standing wave that is ever-changing. The realities you want come from the future via your resonance with all its filters and materialize accordingly. The higher your resonance, the more expansive the realities that precipitate. The following image demonstrates what some of the elements of a person's resonance can consist of. In this image, you see your resonance in action, with the passion coming in, the joy, the arrogance, the courage, the perfection, and it shows how some of them you might want to take out and others you might want to add in to adjust your resonance accordingly. You can do this in meditation. Let's take a closer look at vibration. The vibrational frequency of anger, for example, is 150 hertz and is constricting, whilst the frequency of joy is 540 hertz and enlightenment is 700 plus. These are expansive. Same for our beliefs. Some are expansive and others are constricting. When you want to raise your resonance, it is therefore important to consciously release that which does not serve you anymore, the low frequencies, the constricting energies, like pride, past hurt, not good enough, etc. And to add the high frequencies, the expansive energies, like happiness, joy, courage, I can do it, I deserve, etc. Releasing them is not about fixing them. It is not about processing either. Practice is over. It is about being conscious of them and saying, stop, I am not going there anymore. These beliefs will try to sneak back, but just affirm, I am not playing this game anymore, until with time, they lose their influence. As for adding expansive frequencies, you can see what is missing in your life, like joy, gratitude, humility, courage, and work on developing these frequencies. It is also important to be conscious of the existent expansive emotions and to appreciate them. When we appreciate anything, it gains value. As you do this, your reality will have to change to match your new resonance, allowing your radiance, your light, to become brighter, adding greater depth and grace to your transition. Step 7, partnership with the divine. The last step is possibly the most beautiful. Here we step into a relationship of partnership with the divine. All the previous steps leading to this one are preparation. The most elegant way to ignite this partnership is by resonating with the qualities of beauty, goodness, and truth, the highest virtues that any human can aspire to. Become more beautiful, create the beautiful, see the beauty in everyone and everything, become goodness, and develop wisdom. The knowledge obtained and sourced in love and empathy. That is the blueprint for a new humanity. Epilogue. When our own disruption hit and our normal securities were all metaphorically put on ice, out of reach, and the old ways of doing things stopped working for us, we disrupted ourselves. We went through the narrows, surrendered, and raised our resonance daily. Everything is changing. Our dreams and visions have more depth. Our friendships and relationships are more real. And our spirituality has gone to a whole new level. We had to walk into this beautiful trust with our guidance and the divine. They have consistently supported us, not by saving us, but by co-creating with us as true partners. Things have been very uncomfortable at times, but even in our worst days, we would meditate and we would come out with greater understanding, buzzing with love and joy from our communion with the divine. And that, without fail, brought miracles, both big and small. As we said at the beginning of this, this is not a linear process. We find ourselves going back to different steps at different times. It is important to remind ourselves that we as humanity, as we evolve into this amazing and beautiful age of consciousness, are shedding not only our personal baggage, but the baggage of the collective, the trauma of thousands of years of pain and suffering. This is your time. This is our time. Enjoy the adventure. It's better than any Hollywood movie. Thank you for listening to this book. It represents the essence of our work. And if you want to find out more about what we do, please visit sacredcommerce.com. As with all creative works, this has been a co-creation. The sound engineering was by Mo at Swingtime Records, and the visual production was by Samer Bogarda. We'd like to give a big thank you to everybody who was a part of co-creating this book.